Article title, Play Music with Stepper Motors Part 3. Content, this is Part 3 of the mini-series. Please read. Link 2, Stepper 1. Link text, Part 1. Link end. End. Link 2, Stepper 2. Link text, Part 2. Link end. Before this, the tricky part is to control the stepper motors based on the desired frequency and also doing this with 8 channels. Those parts are dealt with in the MIDI 2 stepper class. To speed up some things, I split the variables for each channels into an dedicated variable and not using array. This saves a few clock cycles and they are rare here. The begin function enables the output pins and sets their default values. Nothing interesting. Slash slash set stepper pins to 0 and enable output. For uint 8 ti equals 0, i 8, plus plus i. Digital write I plus 5, false, pin mode I plus 5, output, slash slash set slash enable pin to 1 off, digital write 13, true, pin mode 13, output. The interesting part follows. We are using the internal interrupt to trigger to step impulses to the controllers. To do this, we configure the internal timer 1 to call our interrupt function 48,000 times per second. This value results in the most accurate representation of our used frequency range. Basically, you tell the timer, no prescaler, and every 335 clock cycles. Why 335? Following this math, 16 MHz / 48,000 calls / second 1, which is 16.000.000 / 48.0001 equals 332. But that's not 335. Correct. The 335 is adjusted to the actual measured output frequency and this might differ from chip to chip or by temperature. But in the end, you won't hear the difference. As a consequence, this shows us that our inner interrupt function may only use tilde 300 clock cycles. And this is a tricky thing to do. GLI slash slash disable interrupts. PCCR1A equals 0 slash slash set the CTC mode. TCCR1B equals 0. TCNT1 equals 0. OCR1A equals 335 slash slash 333 equals 16 asterisk 106 slash 480,000 asterisk 11 must be 65,536. Adjusted to actual measured frequency. DCCR1B equals 1WGM12. Say slash slash enable interrupt the power function is boring. It enables or disables the interrupt and sets the output pins. Now to the main interrupt function, the tricky bit. ISR timer 1 compavect slash slash timer 1 interrupt 48KHC M2S dot tick void MIDI 2 stepper colon tick bool B mod equals false slash slash was port B modified. Bool D mod equals false, slash slash was port D modified, slash slash create local copies to speed things up. Uint 8 T port equals port, Uint 8 T port equals port, Uint 8 T enable equals M enable. First we keep track if the B or D port would be modified and we save a local copy. This is technically a race condition, but nobody else modifies the ports. Slash slash for each, if enable and 1, plus plus M counter A, if M counter A MC and A, borked equals 1 PD5 slash slash toggle D5, D mod equals true, M counter A equals 0. This code is repeated 8 times for each output. Yes, a for loop and some non-code duplication might be better to read. But remember the tilde 330 clock cycle limitation. If the enable bit for the given output is set, increase the counter for the channel. If the counter reaches or exceeds the threshold, we toggle the right pin on the right port. We also note that the port was modified and we reset the counter. The greater or equal is needed, because the loop function could have set this to a lower value in the meantime. If B mod, port equals port. If D mod, port equals port. Finally, we set the output port if it was modified. Not using the output port directly gives our compile the option to keep the port or port variable in a register instead of going to the slow RAM. Again, counting. instruction cycles here. The final and also boring function is the set channel. It just sets the end counters used in the interrupt function. Void MIDI 2-stepper colon set channel uint 8t channel num uint 16t freak uint 16tv equals 0xfff. If freak 0/ was a frequency set, b equals uint 16t 24,000 freak 1/ channel is turned on later. Else, m enable and equals tilde 1 channel num // turn off specified channel. Digital write 5 plus channel num false // set output pin to 0. Switch channel num. Case 0. MC end a equals v. Break. Case 7. MC end h equals v. Break. If freak 0// was a frequency set, m enable equals 1 channel num // turn on specified channel. First, we calculate the new counter with the terrible complicate formula 24,000 /freak 1, or we turn the channel off. Why 24,000 and not the 48,000 from above? Simple. To output a frequency of 1000 Hz, you need to toggle the output twice, 0 to 1 after 0.5 ms and from 1 to 0 after 1 ms. So twice as often of the frequency. This is also the reason for the 48k Hz interrupt calls. We could create up to 24k Hz audio. You won't be able to hear this, but you could. Also, this gives the above mentioned closer matching to the desired frequencies. Then the write counter is set and finally the channel is enabled. If it already was enabled, no change. If we don't disable the channel before we set the new value, the stepper might keep turning for another interrupt cycle. Not a huge problem. The full code can be fetched on our new Git repository at link to https://git.contentnation.net/grumpydevelop/midi2stepper. Link text, https://git.contentnation.net/grumpydevelop/midi2stepper. Link end. If you want to, feel free to experiment with it. You could reduce the maximum frequency and expand the system to more stepper motors, but 8 are already a lot, if there is interest in it. I have an idea for a version with more or less unlimited amount of steppers. Just get in contact.